Well, no school again this week, and a lot of parents are off, too, looking for ways to keep the kids busy. Maybe ice fishing? If anyone is moaning about how bored they are, how about a new adventure? And here to help put it all together for you is Jason Mattity from GetFishing.ca. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
My pleasure. Jason, we can't call them ice fishing shacks anymore, can we? These days, shelters have become a way to go all out of the lake, haven't they?
It really kind of depends on budget and what your goals are, I guess is what you could say, because for a lot of people, it's about literally bringing the comforts of home onto the ice with them, and they've got these very majestic, beautiful shacks out there, lounge chairs, TV and satellite, generator, and a little hole in the floor. Your leather recliner, I've seen it, you know, and that's the extreme in comfort. And of course, you know, you don't have to go to that extreme. I've got these little pop-up tents. They're a little one-man tent. It's like a rectangle. You pop it up. It's got a seat and a hole in the floor. This is very affordable. It's a few hundred dollars. They have four-man, what they call pop-ups, where it's like a tent. You pull it out of a bag, and the sides pop up. You have these little anchors. You screw it into the ice. And as they say, the wind is a big, big factor. But if you want to add a heater to that, you know, underwater camera, fish finder, you know, you can just kind of, as your budget allows, you just kind of build it up from there.
Jason, I know an ice auger is a must. What are the basic tools if we're going ice fishing?
Absolutely. You got to make a hole in the ice for sure, and you got to have a rod and reel. And I highly recommend, for most fishing in Saskatchewan, from perch all the way up to decent sized walleyes and pike, you want to have what I call a medium to medium light action rod and reel combo with about 6 pound line on it to handle some bigger weighted lures like spoons and jigs, different things like that. That's going to be the basic to get you everything from an 8-inch, you know, smaller size perch to even a 10 to 15 pound northern pike. If you play it right, you're going to be able to land that fish.
Jason Mattity, my guest, getfishing.ca. One thing that I think everyone's got to keep in mind here is that you have to play by the rules. And I know people who have been visited by, you know, fishing and gaming and been penalized for not having a license.
100%. That's the basic minimum requirement before you get any of the gears. You go get yourself a license. Now, you can get a one-day license if you want to just try it for the first time, or you can get an annual license. And, of course, you go to saskatchewan.ca/fishing and get yourself a government license. And you also have to read the rules and regulations beyond having a license. Because, for example, places like Buffalo Pound has reduced limits for perch. Some of the reservoirs up around Saskatoon have reduced limits for all species. So, and the reason for that, Greg, is to protect those fisheries from over-harvest so that you've got good fishing to sustain for years to come. So you need to know the rules, open up the book there, and know where you're fishing, what you're catching, and how many you can keep.
Jason, we're into the holiday break here right now, so let's give an example or two of where a family could go enjoy some ice fishing that isn't too far, but still an adventure.
You know, our provincial parks, particularly Buffalo Pound, is a really nice population of perch, meaning there's lots of them in there. So it's a really good opportunity to get some smaller sized lures and go out there with maybe a tub of minnows, go out there and jig for some perch. The Fort Capel area out there as well, there's usually lots of people. Katepwa is another good spot there as well. Easy to just walk out, Greg, which is obviously the safest way to do it, and get into a little bit deeper water than that 20-foot plus to pick yourself up some walleyes and maybe even some pike as well.
Jason Mattity, my guest, and if you're going as a family, you've got to consider the weather forecast, especially if you got a young family, right?
100%. Like, you want to be comfortable out there and make sure they're wearing their best winter clothes, because the reality, Greg, is the ice out on a lake is about the coldest environment we have, you know, unless you bring a heater and a tent and all those things. So make it a bit about ice fishing, but, you know, if you got a little sleigh to pull them around, let them go run around in the snow too. Make sure it's a multi-purpose adventure too and not just about ice fishing. And when they're starting to get cold and they're starting to get bored and starting to get hungry, it's time to go home. Realize the limits of the people you're going with.
Great point. Jason, thank you so much for all the tips. Have a great holiday season and all the best in the new year.
You as well, Greg. Thank you.
Again, more at getfishing.ca. Well, goodbye 2025 in 3 days. That time of the year where we've been kind of reflecting in some of the biggest news stories of the year. Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME Newsroom. First and foremost, Christmas was good to you?
It was, yes. Got to catch up with some family who are still in town, which is nice. And yeah, replenish the old gift card container. So yeah, I'll have to go out and when I get a chance, do some shopping locally here.
Well, I find that it was one of those relaxing Christmases, but at the same time, it just the eating never stops, right? There's always something to nibble outside of the main course.
Picking at everything. And yeah. I'm one of those people that if there's something in front of me, I'm always just kind of like, yeah, I gotta pick. You gotta take it away. Otherwise, I'll pick until it's done.
And chocolates. I love chocolate. And it's everywhere this time of the year. And the Christmas baking. I just feel like all I did these last 4 days is eat, lay on the couch, then eat again and lay on the couch.
And now, Greg, all the chocolate's on sale because they want to get rid of all the Christmas chocolate and probably make way for, what, Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm sure there's a Valentine's Day aisle already set up somewhere. You're right about that. But good to hear you had a good, relaxing Christmas. And, yeah, some of the biggest stories of the year. Is there any bigger than...
And gray has just turned green and white. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Trevor Harris... won the Grey Cup.
Now, that was certainly the happiest, largest story of the year, for sure.
Yeah.
And also big at Christmas. I know a lot of people that got the championship hats from the Rider store.
Right, that was
or
a
some
hot
form
item.
Of, yeah, Grey Cup gear, too. But up north, that had to be the even bigger story, right? All the wildfire situation.
Right, and that was one of the worst that this province has seen. Of course, those in Dernier Beach, pretty well the epicenter, and a lot of that community destroyed, and they're still rebuilding their lives now, you know, all these months later. And so certainly for them, yeah, that was the biggest news story of the year.
And then I thought that shooting on the highway near Weyburn, that was also
right.
One of those stories that caught a lot of attention, and people were just like mystified, right? But they did catch Chris Fallman. He's been charged in the death, right, of Tanya?
Right, and that's still ongoing, the court process right now. But, yeah, that was a big one, the firing of Regina's police chief, Farouk Sheikh,
yeah,
and hiring Lori Lee Davies.
First female.
Yeah, in the history of the police service. So, you know, some encouraging news there. So, I mean, just like any year, you have some good, you have some not so good.
You know what? I was just thinking, too, how the Four Nations Cup. That was a big
right.
sports story, right? Because
seems like
that game,
so long ago.
Yeah, I know. Last February, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I saw Connor McDavid on the weekend. He was on the show After Hours after the game on Saturday night. And he is pumped for the Olympics, which they will name Team Canada. He's on it. They've named half a dozen. He is pumped for the Olympics and said he could not believe how intense the Four Nations Cup was. He never thought he would see such animosity between the U.S. and Canada as he felt. For him to say that out loud, that was pretty cool to hear. But he said he thinks the Olympics is going to be even more intense.
Well, that's why this Four Nations tournament, if you'd call it that, that's why it was so exciting, was because of how seriously the players took it. The intensity that was there, and it made you remember, you know, 2002, 2010, you know, some of the, especially 2010, I guess, against the U.S. And you wanted that for, you know, for so many years, and we're getting it back,
yeah,
you know, this upcoming winter here in what, February? In just
February
2 months
6th,
now.
I think, yeah.
So it should be exciting all over again. And if it's even half as intense as the Four Nations was, and you can believe that it'll probably be double the intensity because now you actually have medals on the line, gold medal that's on the line. So I say bring it on, right?
All right. If you're just hauling yourself out of the sack, slept in a little, perhaps, well, if you're not going to work, good news. Weather warm up for a few days.
Yeah. And that's, you know, certainly a little bit warmer than where we normally are for this time. If you're not a huge warm-up, but we're talking about a high of -6 today, -3 tomorrow, so probably start to get a little slushy out there. And then we get back down towards the end of the year and into the new year, closer to seasonals for this time of year. But looks like no major storm is on the way, which is, of course, nice for those traveling.
Okay, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom.
Watching you.
Hope you had a great Christmas. And Santa was good to you. We got a little family time in and maybe some turkey. And overall, it was a pretty laid-back holiday season for me at the old Morgan Manor. A lot of family came over on Christmas Day. We had a big turkey, had a blast, and then relaxed a lot through the rest of it. Ate a lot here and there. Went out to Pasco Lake for another turkey. Had a good time there with the family. And it was just a lot of eating. A lot of chocolate, a lot of rest. Didn't really binge too much. I got through the second season of The Last of Us finally. A little behind there, but not a lot of television viewing. Didn't even catch any of the World Juniors. Hopefully I'll catch it tonight. Of course, you can hear it live here on 980 CJME. Watched an Oiler game, but yeah. And lots of NFL football. Man, what a game last night. More on that coming up here, too. But just in case you missed it, too, the old Lotto Max jackpot of $80 million rolled over for the fifth straight time. So tomorrow's draw will now include 49 Max Million prizes of $1 million. 49 of those and $80 million. I've won a lottery ticket. That's all I've won so far. A free lottery ticket every time I played. So I'm hoping for the big one tomorrow. Yeah, with no school again this week, it might be a little quieter drive. It already appears that way out at my window looking at Sass Drive here this morning. I know most of my circle of friends were talking about not going back to work this week. Kids are out of school. It's just easier. But if you're lucky to keep the kids busy during the holiday break, maybe a family trip out to Echo Valley Provincial Park is in order while we have a bit of a warm-up here today and tomorrow. Shelley McLean is parks manager of Echo Valley Provincial Park, says they have the skating loop through the campgrounds flooded again.
The ice is looking phenomenal. Just under a kilometer of ice is what we have available. And again, we've got kind of the longer outer loop, and then we've got one that comes down the middle. So if folks aren't feeling up to the full 1 kilometer, they can certainly veer off and take a shorter loop and make their way back to our warm-up teepee, which always has a really nice warm fire and a place to get those toes warmed up. It's truly magical, Greg. We've got about 1.5 kilometers worth of bright lights out there. We've got a selfie frame. And this year, we're looking at embracing the Olympic theme, and the team have been working really hard at creating a podium, some medals, so that folks can take some selfies and really get behind Team Canada, and hopefully we can bring home some medals this year.
Could you have a fire and a hot dog along the route at any time?
You can certainly bring your own hot dogs, and you're welcome to make hot dogs out there at the loop. We also do have a concession located at our visitor center, and they are going to have hot dog kits available here, and we always have a fire roaring right next to the office that you're able to roast on as well. We have snowshoe rentals. Those are available here at the visitor center. We also have one of our lessees has a wood-burning sauna, so for folks that maybe are looking for a warmer adventure in the wintertime, we have that available here at the visitor center. We also have new accommodations this winter. We've got one of our lessees has glamping domes available. That's earth to sky glamping domes. So those are available, and they're a super nice add to the park this winter.
Certainly are. So if you're going to Echo Valley Provincial Park, there's the skating loop, and I heard Mission Ridge is in great shape too. I was just talking to one of my coworkers who was out there snowboarding over the holidays, said lots of great snow. Mission Ridge also a great option, and they've got the two park that you can use as well tonight. Canada takes on Denmark later tonight at the World Juniors. Canadians trying for their third win after a 7-5 victory over Czechia to open up that tournament. And that overtime winner again in game two.
And they score! Michael Hayes, overtime winner, and Canada takes it 2-1.
Beating Latvia, and I don't know if you heard that every time Canada scores, they use the sound of the Blue Jays home run horn. And that's blended into the tragically hip whenever they score. Canada taking on Denmark tonight. You can hear the game right here on 980 CJME at 7:30. The time has arrived where I normally would go back and forth with Evan Bray. Start the Evan Bray show at 8:30, but still sick. Although I did see him last night for the first time in over a week, and his voice is back. still get that nagging cough. I know so many. They're in my family members, some friends who got the bug, and it doesn't last a few days. 7 to 10 days and a lingering cough, and that's where he's at right now. But look at this. I don't think I've ever seen this. I've had a lot of program changes in the Evan Bray Show, but I have never seen a certain Justin Blackwell as host who joins me now. Justin, this is a momentous day for you, I'm sure.
Wow, we're going deep into the bullpen for this one, Greg, aren't we?
How far back are you in the bullpen?
I liken it to Game 3 of the World Series. 18 innings, John Schneider looking down the bench. Who we got left?
There it is.
Brendan Little? All right, I guess so. Throw him in.
All right, you're the Brendan Little of Saskatchewan. This is going to be interesting. So how were the holidays? Did you just eat a lot, visit a lot? What did you do?
Well, you know, you mentioned it off the start with people falling ill. I've got my hand up. I fall in that category. I had a little bit of a bug for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Fought through it, though, and slowly coming around now. Not 100%, but a lot better than I think Evan.
Nothing was going to stop you from your debut on the Evan Bray Show.
Oh, right. it was awful. That bug going around, I don't know what it is. But
it's heavy, yeah. You watch any movies or TV shows? Did you binge anything to recommend, even though you were sick?
You know what? Of course, Stranger Things. Have to watch out with the series finale coming out New Year's Eve, I believe.
Yep.
So those new episodes dropped. That was fun to watch. Home Alone, of course, with the kids is always fun. And then the World Juniors starting a couple days ago. So that's always fun. We're going to be talking about that on the show today.
How are you going to be? You're the voice of the World Juniors, isn't it, today?
Yeah, Matt Cullen. He does some of the play-by-play for the Canada Games, who are here on this radio station. So we're going to talk to him about the opening of the tournament. Canada 2-0. Is it a confident 2-0? Some people say yes. Some people say no. So he'll be by to talk a bit about that later on.
Okay. And you've got Sean Haney, host of Real Ag.
Yeah. So he just started his show on this radio station not that long ago. We're going to talk about Real Ag on the weekend, how that's gone so far. Look back on the last 12 months of agriculture in Saskatchewan and Canada. Look ahead at 2026. And, of course, you got to talk politics on the Evan Bray Show, right, Greg? So Brian Lilly, who you hear on the Evan Bray Show a lot, the political columnist for the Toronto Sun. We're going to look back on the year. It was an interesting year that was in Canada. Ask him about Saskatchewan as well. And look ahead to 2026 in the world of politics.
I think you're going to be all right. That's a solid show on your debut. I think you're in good shape. You're going to be fine. So enjoy. Have fun.
Absolutely. You bet.
That's Justin Blackwell, who's going to be hosting the Evan Bray Show at 8:30. Look, before I break here, do you remember the Los Angeles Kings? During the Stanley Cup run last year, they brought out those elderly harmonica players for the national anthem. Something similar happened over the holiday break that I wanted to share with you. I think it's even better than the harmonicas.
And here to perform our national anthem, please welcome 104-year-old World War II Army veteran.
All right, so they introduced
Staff Sergeant Dominic Critelli.
104-year-old veteran. They introduced him. It took probably a good solid 2 minutes for him to get out of his wheelchair, then sit with his saxophone and do this. Note beautifully.
Ladies and gentlemen, Staff Sergeant Dominic Critelli.
And the crowd goes nuts, chanting USA. And it took him about another 5 minutes to get out of the chair, back into his wheelchair at 104. But the crowd chanted the whole time, ate it up. And if you look into who this is a little deeper, you discover that he fought at Normandy in the Battle of the Bulge, wowed the crowd with the national anthem on his saxophone. And many were doing social media searches to learn more about him. And I know I did. In 1944, he would fly behind enemy lines to drop much needed supplies to the American troops who were stuck on the enemy side. And he flew 14 of those missions, often being shot at, bullet holes piercing the wings of his aircraft, but never crashed, and was successful with every drop. 104 years old, and the wind he had to get through the entire anthem on saxophone was pretty impressive. CJME News Time now is 728.